So it was right before Hanukkah, and there was a prisoner in jail who asked Rav Zilberstein the following question. He said that, you know, in the jail, that he asked around, and basically he asked the guards, they asked the guys in charge, and they said that he wouldn't be able to be mekayem in the mitzvah of Neres Hanukkah. They won't let you just light a fire. So he wanted to know, he asked Rav Zilberstein if he wanted to know if he got his hands on some cigarettes, if he's able to light the cigarettes, and basically every single night be able to light on the first night one cigarette, the second night two cigarettes, and going forward, to be able to see if he would be able to make a kind of the mitzvah with lighting cigarettes. Please don't try this at home. I don't think it's so safe. I'm not talking about smoking in general, but is a person able to? I know we're worried about you a little bit. No, just kidding. But is a person able to make kind of the mitzvah menorah through lighting cigarettes? So basically, Rav Zilberstein gives four different reasons why a person would not be able to. The first reason he brings down is in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Resh Ayin Hey Sif Aleph. He says that the Shulchan Aruch basically says that when you light Neres Chanukah, they have to be able to stand there by themselves. The lashon of the Mechaber is V'chein Im Aliko V'Ochaz B'Yadav Emkom Alo Yatza. If you light it and then you have to hold it there and it can't stand there by itself, right? Then it's not good. Shawai Shaharo Omer Litzarko Hu Ochsa. Right? Why? What's the person going to say? Oh, the only reason if someone's going to pass by and they're going to see, oh, you're really holding it for yourself, but there's no actual mitzvah of it's not nikar that you're doing it for the mitzvah of Chanukah. Someone just says, okay, he needs a little bit of a light or it might look a little weird. Okay, this guy's doing it for himself, but it's not nikar that he's doing it for Neres Chanukah. So that's the first reason why you wouldn't be able to do it. The second reason he says you wouldn't be able to do it is because if you ever look at a cigarette, I don't know if you guys have. Maybe you shouldn't, but maybe you do this for this is Torah. He says that he says in a cigarette there's no actual flame. There's just something that he calls ad mumis ba'alma, a gachlos katana. It's a small type of a coal. It's not like a real type of flame. There's no shame near there. There's no shame of a candle inside of a cigarette. It wouldn't be good. That's the second reason. The third reason he says the post can bring down, but the best way to be able to mekayem in the midst of Neres Chanukah is what? You have a candle, you have oil, and you have a wick. Right? Look at a cigarette. There's no oil. There's no wick. And to say that there's a little bit of a nair, okay, maybe. But you're missing the wick. You're missing the oil. And therefore, he would say that would be the third reason. And finally, the fourth reason, which I think is really the most lamaisetik thing, he said, if you ever look at someone smoking. When someone smokes and someone blows into the cigarette, that causes the fire to happen, right? But if a person's not blowing into the cigarette, right, there's no actual fire. It happens to be there, but the fire's not being, what's it called? It's not being spread inside of the cigarette, and then that causes the smoke, right? Because therefore, what, a person's going to have to stand there for a half hour blowing it for a half hour? It's not lit by itself. You're causing it to be able to be lit it again and again. So therefore, we have four reasons. The first reason is why? Because Shulchan Aruch says that the menorah has to be able to stand there together, be able to stand there. And if you hold it, right, a cigarette, even if you hold it and make these little type of things in the menorah, it wouldn't be good because it's not nikar that you made it from the menorah. The second reason is why? Because there's no actual fire and there's no actually lahava. It might be a little bit of a small coal, but it's not like a real fire. The third reason is the poskim say that you really need for Neres Chanukah, you really need a candle, wick and oil, and you're missing the wick and the oil. Okay, you might have a little bit of a candle there, but you're not being in the mitzvah the way that it was done in the Nesa, the Beis HaMikdash. And the fourth and final reason is that because you would have to blow it every single time to be able to get a little fire and be able to do that for a half hour. That's not actual having being a kind of mitzvah for a half hour. Therefore, he says at the end of the day, the prisoner has nothing. He tells this prisoner that in a Shas HaChak that you're in right now, you should take an electric lamp and don't be mevarach on the halakha, and have in mind that this is going to be your Neres Chanukah. And he says that Rav Avadya brings down in Yabia Omer Chelek Gimel Simin Lamed Hey that would be appropriate. So Mirtz Hashem, we should never find ourselves in such situations. But as Rabbi Simon said in Shir earlier this week, he said if someone's lighting, someone's going on a flight. He said he got a shiloh. Someone's going on a flight to South Africa. And he's going at a certain time, or you by the time you land, you're not going to be able to do it. He said, you know, no airplane's going to be able to make sure that you light on a, you ask them to light a menorah on a plane, they'll tell you get the heck off the plane. You know, so they said that in a Shas HaChak, you'd be able to light an electric lamp. And with whatever we can, to be able to mefarsim the nes as best as we can.